It's not about what you do. It's about what you see. And it's about your certainty that God runs the world and he already has covered them in possibility. And that's why it works with you and me. Because when somebody brings that oxygen in the room, you go, got it. Message received, yeah. Right? Message yeah. Received. Thanks to Purple for supporting my show. Only Purple mattresses have the super stretchy, ultra squishy material that adapts and flexes around pressure points and doesn't retain heat. Get 10% off any order of $200 or more by going to purple.com/dreamjob10. Promo code DREAMJOB10. Terms apply. And thanks to GoodRx. GoodRx is a free and easy to use service that allows you to instantly compare prices for your prescriptions and find discounts on your medications. To start saving up to 80% on your prescriptions today, go to goodrx.com/dreamjob. Hey, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the podcast. We have an awesome episode for you today, but before we get going, I just want to remind you that I am doing something called the Mastermind. The Mastermind is the highest level program that I have offered, and I am so overwhelmed with the response. We have had about 250 people so far apply, and we have been diligently meeting with these incredible women over Zoom. And it's been awesome. And I'm so delighted to connect. And we will be making our decision soon on who we think is a heck yes, who is a fit in this program. And we're also realizing that if for some reason this program is not a fit, we are going to be creating something else that might be a second fit for those who this just is not the very next step for. So either way, I think that there's a lot of opportunity here. If you would like to apply for the Mastermind, you can go to kathyheller.com/mastermind. And once you apply, you can book a call and you will get a chance to share what it is that's going on with you and your dreams and what are you desiring to create and call in, and we will get a chance to do some coaching and then see if in fact the Mastermind is the next step for you. KathyHeller.com/mastermind is the link if you want to set up a call and if you want to apply. So I have been having so much fun, as I said, connecting with these women one-on-one, doing the discovery calls, and every call has been so powerful, so many light bulbs. And I've been gaining just so much from having this chance, which I've never done this. I've never opened up my calendar and said, hey, let's do a discovery call. Let's see where you're at. Let's see what's coming next. And then I've never also had this container to invite women in at such a high level to fully, once and for all, put their crown on and claim their full potential. So I want to say special thanks to Lucy and Takdis for letting us play a clip from two of these discovery calls. These women are so fierce and so ready to raise their vibration, and there's just no way you're going to leave this episode without feeling inspired. So let's listen to this coaching call we did with Lucy. She used to work at the BBC Radio, and now she's taking her seat at the table, taking the mic, and she started a podcast that's been resonating deeply with her audience. She's not sure how she's going to turn it into something to monetize, so you're going to hear me giving her a few ideas on how to take the podcast and run with it. Here we go.
I'm just grateful to even have this time. Like, seriously, both of you, thank you so much. And I've got to say this, I know we haven't got long, but I have to say, you have no idea how much you have both changed my life over the, I mean, I discovered you, Kathy, on a Susie Moore call in November. Hello. And literally, thank God for Susie.
right?
Yeah.
I opened the window and thank God for Susie Moore. I know.
But that's how I discovered you. And I didn't know you at all. That, and I'm not kidding. This is not an exaggeration when I say, literally without fail, even on Christmas Day, I have listened to you every single day.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You have changed my life. You are the reason I'm doing a podcast. And no, thank you.
Yes.
Anyway, so.
Yes. And you know what that is? Let me tell you what that is. Like, yes, my little self, my ego wants to like go, oh my God, I feel so seen. And it's like, it's beautiful, right? And I did choose to use my free will in lots of moments to sort of align, right? But it's the alignment. It's the feeling of like, yeah, Kathy becomes a portal. The door opens and then I can see and freaking feel there's more oxygen here.
That's what Susie Moore does too. That's what Colleen does for me too. So that's it. Yeah. It's like, I can breathe the oxygen that actually is available in this world because she's feeling it and therefore it exists, right? And we just sometimes need to be in that resonance. So let's talk about you. I'm going to throw it to Colleen. She is so good at asking the questions that I take notes and then I have things I have to say.
Yay. Okay. So Lucy, just in a couple sentences, bring us up to speed on where everything's at right now and what you're coming up against.
Okay. So where I'm right now, I started writing a book in the summer, but that's kind of gone completely by the wayside. Although the first draft is done and I do have an editor, but it's very much gone by the wayside because I started this podcast in February. Mm-hmm. So for the 2-3 months leading up to the launch date, which was 2/22/22, which I picked very deliberately. My life was just getting podcasts. And long story short, I left a job at the BBC Radio 2. I wanted to make change to my life because I wanted to change my life because I don't want to work for a freaking company anymore. Mm-hmm. I now work part-time in a coffee shop and I clean my sister's house once a week, both of which I talk about on the podcast because actually it's quite a funny story and I sort of make it into, you know, I kind of own it rather than going, oh God, I'm so embarrassed. No, stop that. And this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'm working in a coffee shop. I'm cleaning my sister's house. I'm doing this podcast. And so essentially, I don't have a business. I have a podcast. I have a book that I need to basically spend some time going through the first, what my editor's done with it so far. Mm-hmm. But because literally the podcast is taking up every second of my day when I'm not doing other things that I'm doing, but basically, so episode 10 goes out next week. It's about being single and child free. It's basically
I love that call.
I remember it too. I've watched it several times since, obviously. So that's what it's about. And I mean, I know this is tiny numbers compared to the likes of you, but I've already got just over 4,000 downloads in 2 months, which I don't think is bad considering I'm like, who the hell am I? Nobody knows me.
How many episodes have you done in that time?
It'll be episode 10 goes out on Tuesday. Now, I've had amazing feedback. I've had people email me directly.
Yeah.
And it's mind-blowing. I mean, it's completely mind-blowing. So anyway, so I've got this podcast. I feel like in alignment 80% of the time. I'm struggling with various things. I'm really struggling with like Instagram Live, although I have put a video up for one of the exercises in Abundant Ever After. I did actually put a video up to put my first offer. So basically, I feel like I know in my heart and I freaking well believe that this podcast has legs. I know it can make me money and I am determined to monetize this podcast, whether it be a membership or whether it be Patreon or all of the above sponsorship eventually. Yeah. I feel like it is happening. Mm-hmm. And that is largely thanks to you. And being in Abundant Ever After has been a lifesaver, which is why, because I've already signed up to have a one-to-one with you, Kathy. But then I saw this 6-month thing. And I was like, holy, but money-wise, basically my uncle died a year and a bit ago and we're selling his flat. It's divided between six of us. And basically we have a buyer and it looks like it was all going through, but there's some technical issue, which means that it might fall through, which means that I might not get the money. Now, if I got that money, I would sign up like that. So it may be that I can only do the one-to-one in the end, which I obviously want hugely. But when I saw this, the 6-monther, I just thought, Jesus, because it's having that weekly input, having that, because, you know, like we always talk about, you always talk about the people that you surround yourself with. And I have counted all the people on our calls and those weekly calls and listening to you 24/7 or listening to you and other podcasts as the people that I surround myself. So I know that I'm keeping my vibe high just by everything that I'm doing, my habits.
You are literally like a franchise waiting to happen. Like your look, your energy, your name, what you do, how you care about it, the way you see the world. It's like, I'm already seeing the lunch boxes, the merchandise. No, I'm joking. But like, you are a whole enterprise. Like Lady Gaga has a whole world around her. You do too. Oh my God. Like everything about you, and you know it. That's the thing. You totally know what I just said. And that's what's been driving you, thank God, right? I mean, you put out 9 episodes plus a trailer. That's over 400 people are listening every single time. Imagine if you rented out a little theater where you live and the guy's like, you're going to bring 400 people. You don't have a name yet. And it's like, I have 400 people every single time. What? No. That's not normal. Who does anything that 400 people go, I'm going to spend the time and do this every single time she puts something out consistently? Right away, you have proof of concept. So you know all this, and I'm going to get carried away. So before I get carried away,
no, please do.
Colleen, so Colleen, I'm going to send it back to Colleen because I've been taking notes. You left the BBC. The book is on the side. You want to get back to it. You know there's a business from the podcast. Let's go back to Colleen's questions because we're mapping out the plan. I already see the plan. Go ahead, Colleen.
Yeah. So just for a minute, Lucy, I just want you to feel into this. I love how you're owning where you're at. Like, I'm a barista, like I'm a cleaner. You're owning that. But tell us, like, what does this life look like that you really want to be living? What would just be so juicy and on fire?
Do you know what? It's actually very simple. All I want is to work for myself and not have to get another freaking job. I want to make a load of money, but it's not because I want to live in a fancy house and buy fancy clothes. It's just because I want to be financially free. I want to be able to live my life the way I want to live it. I want to be able to get up at 4:30 in the morning, which is one thing I do. I've got like an early morning practice, which I'm actually going to do one of the podcast episodes about. Because I should say, the other thing that I talk about in my podcast, and it says in the trailer, because I wanted to make this a big part of it, is it's as well as being about being single and child free, it's also about mindset and living your best life. So that is, and in fact, I did an episode called The One where I talk about woo woo stuff. I'm sort of introducing it. And I've got one guest who I've recorded about kind of mindset stuff. Anyway, going off on a tangent. So basically what I want to make money through this podcast, hopefully through the book. I want to work for myself and I want to make it bigger. I want to start, you know, I want it to be loads of listeners and have guests every week and monetize it and make it my life. Because do you know what the crazy thing is? And I can't believe I'm even saying this, but it's true. I bloody love doing a podcast. I worked at Radio 2, BBC Radio 2 for years. And you know, the funny thing was, I was the one on the other side of the glass looking at the presenter or looking at the band thinking, because I've got a music background, which is why I ended up at Radio 2. I don't know if you guys know Radio 2, but it's one of the biggest music stations in Europe. And that's why I ended up, that's what motivated me to get the job at Radio 2. But I wanted to be that person. And as I record these podcasts, like, I feel it. And I don't want to sound arrogant, but sod it, because it's the kind of thing, isn't it, that would be like, oh, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, I think I'm actually quite good at something. But I feel like I've had people say to me, you're such a natural at this. And I feel like I could make it into something. I really do. So what do I want my life to look like? I want my life to look like it's on my terms. So I get up in the morning, I do my morning routine, I come down, I work on my podcast, I write a second book, I buy a bigger house, I live in a studio flat. I'd love to buy just a little house. And I want to be able to help, I really want to be able to help my family with money. That motivates me. I want to help my brother and my sister. They're fine, but I would love to be able to, you know, be generous with my money and just just be able to like go on a road trip to the States whenever I want and just live the life I want without having, you know, the deal. You know the deal.
Yeah, I know the deal.
That's where I am. And here's the deal. Cry.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And you're so beautiful. You know, everybody loves you and you know, we love you. It's
well,
just
thank
such...
you.
So the thing that you are doing though, which you don't notice, we all have this, it's called an ego. We all have one, darn it. And you say things like just, you know, if I just have this and I don't, it's not that I need this. It's all I want is, right? That's the problem, right? Because there is a, and again, you know, I sound like a broken record, but really it's the record that we need to hear. So it's important to just keep reminding ourselves, right? We have 96% of our brain is a program. It's subconscious and it's there, man. It's there. And what it does is it prevents us from seeing what's actually here because it will only select and it will only choose to see what its cognitive bias focuses on. And so there's just stuff in that blind spot when really there is a different track, you know, when you're looking at a record and you just can move it to the next track, right? There's a different track that's here already where Lucy goes, I love all of it. My most natural feeling is when I allow for all of it, where there's no limit here, because the most natural thing is the infinity of energy. It just keeps going and going and going. So it's really unnatural. And that's why it doesn't feel good, because when the ego gets in control, the ego goes, no, there's separateness. I have something and she has something and she's different than me and he's different from her. And the more she has, the less he has, because we're all separate egos in bodies, And that's why it matters how we compare to each other. And that's why we'd never want to be more than each other. But there is no each other. There's only the one self. There's only the great wide open field of consciousness. And when we're not a part of that, because our ego is creating limitation, creating scarcity, we feel like that's how we feel, because it's not true. And we know it's not true. So it doesn't feel good. So for you to change the radio signal, you could actually then allow this community to grow, because so many people need this message. I was just on a podcast interviewing this woman, and she's like, I bought myself a ring. I married myself. You know, she's very, very successful. The podcast will come out later. You probably know who she is. There is definitely a lack of that message in the world. And so many women walk around feeling that they're not enough because certain boxes of status are not checked on the, are you married? Are you divorced? Are you single? Are you this? Are you that? Are you da, 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 da? And there are people who feel expansive without kids. There's people who, Susie Moore is a good example of that. And you know how many times I found myself in conversations where I'm like, my ego's trying to talk her into it. And then I find myself going, what are you doing? And then I check myself and go, this is made up. Like, she's really, really actually alive and happy. And she's the best person with my kids of all my friends. Mm-hmm. So we know the world needs this very much, this example of freedom. This example of co-signing your intuition.
Yeah, 100%.
It's your life, right? To the point where it's your life and it seeps into every cell of your body, that it's your life that you're living and nobody else's. And you better enjoy it, right? That is not being co-signed most of the time. It's what's the life that, and that's what your ego just did. What do you really want? Well, it's like there's a guilt. That's probably why this message resonates with you so much, because it's like, well, I would help my this, I would help my that, and da 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 da. It's like, great, of course you will. That's what's going to happen, right? Do you think Serena Williams isn't underwriting her entire extended family? Of course she is. Yes, that's what happens. Yep. And the way she really will help them to rise is when she co-signs that all of that was always available for them. When she co-signs in the world for every other woman that there is no limitation. The fear creates an illusion of what you can do and what you can't do. So to me, it's very clear that this podcast is so many things. It becomes whatever you want it to be, right? Make those offers. Is the podcast going to become a membership? Is it going to be outings that you do with these women where you go on different excursions and retreats? Where are you going with them? What would feel so good? Is it events that you're going to put on together where you have different people come and speak? And I mean, what would just feel so good? But your voice, yes, you need to be not behind the glass. You've already gone that far. But if I could just help you, what I'm here to do, and this is what we talked about early on when you first came on today, is I'm here to play a song that you hear that allows you to actually get a better Wi-Fi signal, that allows you to actually get better cell reception. And you say, I can feel it. I know that this is here. And now I'm just going to go show up for it. Like right now, the reason you're cleaning your sister's house and doing whatever you're doing is because there is no other place where you've opened your palms to receive the exchange of this money, which is all around us. This market, this thing called the market, it's everywhere. Whether your uncle's house sells or not, how about by the time your next episode goes live, there's an offer at the end. And if frequency carries information and you make an offer from a place where you call them forward, these people who secretly have shame around all the choices they made in their lifestyle, who go to their Christmas dinner and feel like they have to answer and prove themselves all the time, but now there's a place where they can feel totally accepted and actually where maybe they can shine light on other people's lives, where maybe they become something that shows everybody that we can actually live a life that feels good, right? And you call them forward into a membership, like, why don't we just take, if you have 400 roughly people already listening, let's say 10% of them convert. Let's say you get 40 people who start to want to raise their hand for something. What then? What could you create? And what really stops you from doing that? Because you literally can do that today.
I think one, because a membership, and actually Colleen, you and I had a chat about this, didn't we, about membership. I have a complete block about what a membership would look like. And I have a complete block about, I feel it's, but again, that's the imposter syndrome, because I feel like, oh God, but this is a new podcast. I feel like I need to let it bed in for 6 months before I start going, oh, and by the way, do you know what I mean? So there's that also going on that's making me feel like, oh gosh, maybe I need to grow my listeners and wait and then offer some kind of membership. But I think, but actually more than that, because I could just sod that, I could let that go. It's more that I'm thinking, what would even a membership look like? What would it consist of? Like, that, I think that is where, well, that is one of my blocks. That's one of my blocks. But definitely I know that this initially lends itself really well to a membership before I start thinking hopefully about, you know, down the line about sponsorship and maybe Patreon membership and all that kind of stuff. And whatever else.
It's whatever feels good to you, right? If you sold a $9.97, you know, 3 month situation, 6 month thing, and you made 40 grand just to start to get your feet in there, right? Before you add more people, right? You just started. If you set a goal that 40 people are going to sign on to spend $9.97, right? Which is a payment plan of like $97 a month for 12 months. Like, people can do that. Mm-hmm. And then you say, well, what would be fun in a membership? It's like, well, what do you desire to do? You just said, I want to wake up in the morning and, right? You were saying that earlier. It's like, so what would be the come with me? Is there a certain like grouping of like activities where when they sign up for this, you take them on these excursions and you go to this part of London, or you take a trip to this other part of wherever? Or is this something that happens, a conversation that happens where you bring in different people and you do the podcast live, and then you have conversations where people get to ask questions and then reflect on it, like we're doing in Made for Millions? It doesn't have to be hard. But again, thoughts become things. So what you just said back to me was the belief around exchanging and receiving. There's just always 14 things that make it hard. You have to wait. You have to wait. That's the radio station that's playing in the 96% of that subconscious, which is keeping you literally from just tuning into a different energy and being able to go out and saying with your enthusiasm, with your passion, let's go, bloody hell. Like, let's get together. It's time. Let's do something about this. Don't just listen to the podcast. Let's actually live this podcast, right? Colleen, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Lucy, I just think you're the horse that you bet on. You know what I mean? Like, you are just like, look at you and just everything that you already have 400, like, what? Like, how is that? And it's like, that's with what Kathy's talking about, all of this other resistance at play. So imagine the floodgates that are there to just like break open. Like, it's here for you.
And that, you know, the frustrating thing is that on a lot of levels, thanks largely to you guys, I have been working so bloody hard on beliefs and subconscious beliefs. And, you know, I mean, I really have been doing so much personal development work over the last couple of years to get me to the point where I've even been able to start a freaking podcast. You know what I mean? Like, that has been a big deal. And it's still a journey every day, as I'm sure you can relate to, Kathy. So I definitely feel like in so many ways, like for me to actually put a video of myself talking on Instagram, which I did a few weeks ago for whichever lesson it was, that was like huge. But with the support of this container, I've just gone, sod it, I'm doing it. And I've managed to just tell my ego to piss off and just do the thing and deal with the discomfort and move through it. But yes, I think the exchanging money and the going, here, I'm offering this for this, that is definitely something I need to work on. But it is frustrating because I have done so much work on my alignment, and I really feel in so many ways, to the point where, in fact, yesterday, funnily enough, I was listening to your podcast with Jen Sincero. I've read you're about and badass. I think she's amazing. But I was listening to an episode with her yesterday that I haven't listened to yet, and you guys were talking about the incredible discomfort of when you make big changes and how it affects every area of your life and how it's starting to affect relationships. And I am at the moment going through that huge discomfort of changing relationships and friendships. And do you know what I mean? So it's so...
Oh yeah. You're going to be molting. You'll see, you'll be shedding a lot.
Yeah. It's so huge.
Oh yeah. The ego is like, so, oh, this is uncomfortable. But then you really sold for the highest and best. I mean, the whole deal here is that when you are in full alignment, you actually call people forward into their highest and best. So sometimes that's triggering because they go, ooh, I've been keeping myself playing small. And now she's opening up this place where I can't
people
really
lick
my wounds and complain to her anymore because her vibration is just happy and enjoying. And that's not a match anymore. So that's fine. They'll come around if they can. And if they can't, they can't.
Well, they don't. Yeah.
But it's amazing that you said Jen Sincero because she was living in a garage eating tuna fish. She actually started coaching with a peer of mine and she moved into, you know, multi seven figures with these books. Like that is already done. The evidence of that's already there. This could be a book. This could be a movie. You, all of your life, all of it could be amazing. I could see it being a television show. Meaning it turns into a TV series, right? That Mindy Kaling is writing or whoever else. Like it's all there.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Things have happened.
Well, that's the deal. Imagining that is the way, right? Because when we start to see it, thoughts become things. And so when Oprah was saying to herself, like, I'm on that stage, I can just feel it. I'm calling people forward. Next thing she knows, she auditions for this movie called The Color Purple, which was her favorite book that she had bought 1,000 copies of. And she gets the part. And then she gets her own TV show because thoughts become things. Because when you own it, Lucy, when you start to walk with it, when you start to be certain of how other people deserve to live this way, then you help them become the hero of their story. Right. And that's what I want to do with you. It upsets me to see someone with as much charisma and sweetness and charm and magic as you, there's magic there, constantly putting in all of this fuzziness. So there's no Wi-Fi signal. And then that's off. And other people don't benefit from that. You need to be out in the world shining this magical pixie dust. And I do feel like that. I just want to also tell you that what we're doing with this 6 month thing is really powerful because I've had it. I'm at a place where I see people make an investment, an energetic exchange of a few thousand dollars, and it gets them to be a tiny bit uncomfortable. So they show up for calls and they take a little step forward. But we all know that in order for, and this is just the truth, I'm the same way. In order for me to actually show up, I have to get more uncomfortable so that I'm absolutely doing, because the fear can be just so hard to move. So what we're doing is you get another one of these, right? One-on-one, which is double the time when you do that.
Really?
Yeah. It comes with a one-on-one session. And then we're going to do a live event. So we'll have a live event plus the weekly calls. And inside the program, we're going to take what we did today and you'll be kept accountable, right? We'll be checking in with you. Where are you at with that? What's happening? What's the next step, right? Where, so you have that personalized attention plus the one-on-one. And then whoever signs up by, I think it's May 15th, you actually get a second in-person event. So we're going to do 2 in-person events, right? It's amazing. And at those events, we do hot seats and we spend together and we swim in this oxygen. And all that we're going to require is for people to spend $1,000 deposit before the 15th to get in. And then you get that extra event. And we have been booking these VIP days and people are spending 18 grand or 15 grand. And we're also allowing people to spend $3,000 that they've already spent towards a program to apply towards the cost of it. So you get a little bit of a break and then you make payments about it. And it's like acupuncture. It's like, it's not the amount of money. It's where can I put the needle to move your energy into alignment? So I'm like, if I charge $5,000, I don't move your energy, right? 11, these women, right? You're in a place where you're like, if I have to make a few payments of $4,000, forget it. I'm making this offer. There's no way I'm not going to make the offer, right? And it just feels like,
that's a good point.
I feel called, Lucy. I feel like God is kicking me in the butt saying, Kathy, enough is enough is enough. Like, you're the person who's supposed to do this. You're really, really good at this because I am so certain of what's here and of what you can do. And you know that. And you can feel that I'm certain. You can feel it. Truth is truth. You feel that I'm not blowing smoke in your face. And I'm like, come on already. Let's get the TV show. Let's get that, call that in, right? Somebody's creating that script. The book gets published. Let's get you a great agent. Let's get that Jen Sincero money going. Enough. Mm-hmm. If she can move out of the garage, right? What's the cost, right? What's the cost of staying in this place? Too great.
I know.
Do you have any other comments or thoughts?
Lucy, I just feel like, you know.
I want to do it so badly.
You know. And the little S part of you is like, okay, well, I can do it if the money comes from this channel, right? And that's what the ego does. Yeah. It needs the certainty. It wants to, and it's like, it's all right there. You already even have evidence of the momentum that's already begun. It's like, great, if you get that money, awesome. But guess what? You don't even need that money to come from there for this to be like, blow your world open.
One thing I was going to say is that I did, off the back of the little video that I did, off the back of Abundant Ever After, I did a workshop. I had one person there, right? It was meant to be the three people signed up. I was chuffed. I was like, oh my God, that's three people. But only one of them turned up. So I ended up basically having a one-to-one with this girl called Gemma. And at the end of it, she said to me, have you ever thought about doing life coaching? And I was like, and I have thought about that. This is because one-to-one coaching is one of the things. So I wanted to get your take on that.
Holy crap. Like, you should be going back to Gemma and saying,
I know.
I'm available. £250, please. Yeah.
Here's my offer. You know, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to give you an intro rate for $9.97. And that's going to give you three calls with me plus unlimited texts or whatever in between. But you have 24 hours to get back to her. And if that starts to feel really good, then you start to put it out there like Susie Moore. And you start to say to other people, I have a few spots for free discovery calls like we're doing now. Right. And then at the end of the discovery call, you say, here's what I think that you're wanting. Here's what I think your block is. I can definitely hold you in that. And look, you are in a program where somebody is a really good coach. And so you can be borrowing from all the pieces. You go, I like that, but here would be my spin on it. Right. And so why would you not? I say to people, actually, when they're in my programs, even if you didn't want to be a coach, would you not borrow from what I'm doing? And go use this, go tell it to your neighbors that paid for it. Honestly, because these words, right? I say certain lines, I'm like, go use it. Talk to somebody else. Even if you took like the D-minus version, which you're amazing, but even if you took the D-minus version and taught what we learn, oh my God, like people will be like blown away by it, right? And then you'll have tons of clients. And of course that could be an upstream of income. Just play with it. There's reason why I can't think of a good reason why you are not raising women one after another every single day. And the fact that you're not, that's the Natasha Hemingway. It's like, how dare your insecurities keep you
from helping
from
people.
This work? Do you think Gemma's having the best day of her life right now? I think she could have a better day. Enough's enough. I'm serious. I can't reach every person. Colleen can't reach every person. Oprah can't reach every person. Jen Sincero. And you know what? You read the Jen Sincero book and you feel inspired. You do. It's so good. And 6 weeks later, you feel like you're in the dumps again. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we need to move forward. And then look, I'm helping you rise a little bit. Now you create a gap. Now you help her rise. And then people start to do bigger things. Right.
Yeah.
So yes, I think that this is definitely, we have tons of people now signing up for calls, and we're not going to let every single person into the, because it wouldn't be right. We want to like curate the energy of it. I just see there's certain people that they're a match, you know? And so that's what we're going to be doing, is making the match. But yeah.
What's the start date?
We're going to start, I think, with a kickoff event in June. My birthday is June 19th, and I'm already like, where? What would be the fun place? Is it going to, I feel like rooftop, New York City, sparkly lights, 2 days in Central Park West, some beautiful resort. I don't know. I'm playing with it, but I think end of June, right? Colleen will have a kickoff, and then we'll start the calls and stuff in July. And then there'll be another live event in the fall somewhere.
Would you have, like, say I wasn't able to make it in person to the live events. Are people like me who are abroad and for whatever reason can't get there, are we able to be there on Zoom or not?
We could probably figure out how to stream it. But the other thing that we're doing is, A, you can put what you paid for Abundant Ever After towards the price. And B, if you sign up before the 15th of May, you get another $1,000 off. And you also get this other live event for free. So that's good. And then during the program, remember, you're going to have a one-on-one again, plus these two events, right? Where we'll be together. And then every single week there's these calls. And then as the months go by, we're checking in with you about this. So this actually gets done, right? All the things that we just talked about, we're going to be like, okay, so it looks like you did this. Where is the thing? And that accountability plus the calls, because on the calls, we're going to make sure that all the strategy is talked about, right? In deeper detail, bringing on more experts, and all, there'll be tons of bonuses. You know how it is. I bring in like a friend to talk about copy, somebody to talk about even more, like going deeper with writing the book and how to make it a bestseller, like, because everybody wants to go deeper. So we're going to do that too. And I think people are going to have such an amazing time. They're just going to want to stay in it for the next
year. There's no doubt. I mean, I've been thinking for the last several weeks, I can't possibly not have Kathy and Colleen in my life every week. I just can't.
That's how we feel.
I know. We're like so sad too.
I can't bear it. I cannot bear it. I can't allow it to happen. I cannot allow it to happen because I know that this is what I need. And basically, when I do the 6 month thing, I'm going to need a kick up the butt every month because that's what I'm going to need to make the money to pay for the course.
Well, that's what it is. That's what Jen Sincero says. She's like, I could have bought the Honda or the Audi. And I was like, I'm buying the Audi because it will force me. I have to come up with $800 just for my freaking car. So I'm going to have to start coaching. I'm going to have to start my business. And then she made seven figures and multi seven figures. We all just need, because it's already done. Oh my God. Anyway, it was very, very fun. It's always fun. I would love to have you in my life for 6 months, taking two trips with you. That just seems like a really good time.
Oh my God. It'll be awesome. It'll be so much fun.
It's going to be so fun. And the women are going to love each other. And then they room together on these trips. And so that not only cut costs, but it makes friendships. And it's just going to be so fun.
Guys, thank you so much. I cannot thank you enough for taking the time.
Mindy Kaling, Jen Sincero. It's a 360. It's happening. You better talk to Gemma. You need to reach out to Gemma today. You need to let that in. Allow that in. Hey, Gemma, I'm doing
I'll
it.
Email her.
And here's
I'll
my package. Her. I'm going to do an entry rate. It's going to be, and whatever feels like it's just a little exciting, but a little scary. So if $997 feels just way too scary, say I'm going to give the first month for $497. If $997 feels like you can do it, say it's going to be $997. You're going to get four calls with me plus support. And then it's going to be a 3 month commitment, or you can try it for a month, but talk to her and at least allow for that exchange to be possible today. Maybe she's going to say, I was looking for this. This is what I needed.
I'm going to email her. And the other thing that I've got to do before next Monday is I've got to email lots of people to go, can I be on your podcast, please?
Yes.
So we'll do that. But thanks, guys. Appreciate it. You've made my year.
I love
you
it.
You can hang out with us for the rest of the year, girl. So.
Oh my God. Yes, please.
All right. To be continued.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Lots of love.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
That was so much fun. Lucy, thank you again for letting us share this. I'm so excited to see you aligning with the abundance that's available to you. And I know that your voice is going to have such a huge impact beyond anything you can imagine. Go give her some love. Her Instagram is @SpinsterhoodReimagined and listen to her podcast, Spinsterhood Reimagined. Okay, before we keep going, we're just going to thank our sponsors. You probably noticed that prices have gone up on pretty much everything, especially essentials like gas, grocery, and utilities. That's why it's a great time to use GoodRx to at least save on your prescription costs. With GoodRx, you can instantly compare prices for your prescription at all pharmacies in your neighborhood and save up to 80%. GoodRx is free and easy to use, which makes it no surprise that it's the number one most downloaded medical app. It works whether you do or you don't have insurance. Even if you have insurance, GoodRx may actually beat your copay price. You can check GoodRx online or on their app to find savings at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide, like CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and more. I've used GoodRx to find medicine for all kinds of things, like my headaches, my never-ending cough, and I love that it's so easy to find these discounts. There are times when I've saved like 70% on prescriptions, and I can use that money towards something else that I actually want. Healthcare can be so pricey, so I'm a fan of anything that makes it more affordable and convenient to take care of your health. For simple, smart savings on your prescriptions, go to goodrx.com/dreamjob. That's goodrx.com/dreamjob to start saving on your prescriptions. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used in place of insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid. In 2021, GoodRx users saved 81% on retail prescription prices. There's so many gimmicks that promise a great night's sleep, but I don't care what kind of toppers there are or how heavy a blanket can be. It's all lipstick on a pig. If you're sleeping on a terrible mattress, your sleep will be terrible, and it's that simple. That's why I recommend sleeping on a Purple mattress. Only Purple mattresses have the Gel Flex Grid. It's a super stretchy, ultra squishy material that adapts and flexes around pressure points and doesn't retain heat. I love my Purple mattress, especially because it's amazingly supportive for all parts of my body, my back, my neck, my shoulders, my hips. And it's really cool because with the Gel Flex Grid, my mattress bounces back whenever I move around. So I never get that, oh no, I'm stuck feeling that you get with memory foam. You know that feeling. This year, I've been trying to prioritize a good night's sleep, and I'm honestly going to say that my Purple mattress has made that possible. Try your Purple mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns. Financing is available also. Getting a great night's sleep starts with having a great mattress. Get a Purple mattress. Go to purple.com/dreamjob10 and use code dreamjob10. For a limited time, you can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/dreamjob10. Code DREAMJOB10 for 10% off any order of $200 or more. Purple.com/DREAMJOB10. Promo code DREAMJOB10. Terms apply. Okay, this next call is with Tak Dees, who is the founder of Wow Meme, an incredible woman-owned business that sells authentic branded clothing from Pakistan. We featured her on the podcast in October last year after she had DM'd me and told me that my inspiration had led her to make over $60,000 with just 300 followers. You're going to hear what has developed since then. So many cool things that she's doing. Her business has grown so many times over. And you're going to hear us dream up what she could do next to shine even brighter. Take a listen.
It is just such a treat. I saw you on the calendar. I'm like, this is so fun.
How have you? I'm so excited about this program. I've just been thinking. I was really busy because with Wow Meme, Eid is just in a week or two, in 10 days. So the business has been blooming thanks to you. So, I mean, this year, like the sales are already 300% up. So from last year.
Oh my God. I just have to say, like, that's unbelievable, right? But yet so believable because you have the vision you can see for miles. Right? There's no limit here. And so you're allowing it in and it's just pouring in and pouring in and pouring in. 300 times?
Yes. So I mean, like in March last year, I made almost like 2,800. This year, we closed the books at 11,000. Oh. So it's almost like, you know, 300% right there. And I was just talking to someone on your, they're in the Abundance Ever After program. And when you said to, like, you know, do an offer, and like she wanted to talk to me and we did a consulting call together, she was like, you know, all the money is coming in from coaching. Kathy is a coach and that's how she got the money and everyone else is making the money. But what about products? And I was like, coaching is not an easy thing. You have to realize all with the product, you have ordered it, it's on the website and you are done. I mean, yesterday, I only worked like 2 hours and I made $1,200 because I got online orders and I got some appointments. So I was telling her, I was like, I'm not trying to intimidate you in any way, but products, businesses do make money with you just setting it up and just letting you sit there and it makes some money for you. So the money is just not in coaching. It's in businesses with product-based businesses as well.
Oh my God, it's so amazing. What are you dreaming of next for this business?
So my whole thing with Abundance Ever After and with, you know, even if I consider going into this business is more of like what I have started with Let's Come Forward. I have been getting like amazing responses from people who I have interviewed. My clients come in and they tell me they have listened to the Instagram live and, you know, and this is so natural of you. And like ever since you brought up the fact that I should start collaborating with other brands, because I've noticed like, you know, if I get something, I'll make at least five of my relatives buy the same thing. Or if I go to a dermatologist, I'll make my friends. And so I was thinking, I was like, I kind of have that power to drive people in a direction. I think a lot of my friends follow you and, you know, they listen to you. The other day, my friend, like she just listened to one episode of yours and she messaged me. She was like, now I know why you are so crazy about her. And I was like, see, aww. I told you. But you. I think like with this business is going kind of, it's like finally on its own. It's making the money. I have set up a team and I wanted to share with you, one of my employees just started her own business.
You see that?
The same way I did. And they did like there was an expo somewhere at an expo center and they were doing exhibitions. And she did the same thing. She bought three already made tunics and she sold them and they were all sold out. And she actually got like a gift from the organization with one of the best vendors on the thing. So it's been quite a journey, and I feel like I'm made for more. Ooh. So I was going to write it down on Abundance Ever After. When I joined Abundance Ever After, I did not have $3,500 on the side, but I knew I would make it. So I paid it off in February on my credit card. So like within 2 months. So I was just talking to my husband this morning. I was like, okay, this is the new program. Cause we just signed our kids up to the private school that my husband always wanted them to go to.
Good.
That's another $20,000 and that we have to put in. And he was like, are you sure we can do this as well? I was like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Oh my God. You know, you always, you just bring tears to my eyes because I can feel that God has placed such a calling over your life. And you know it too. And this is just literally the beginning of watching the seed sprout. And I see you on stage. I see you speaking. I see you leveling a room with the amount of love and goodness and hope and possibility that you are. I see people actually hearing words for the first time that they may have heard before that they didn't hear. I see that in you. Mm-hmm. And I want you on that stage, right?
You're so needed. People like you and I are so needed, Kathy. The women that I see struggling, even if they're working with like corporate jobs and everything, but inside they're dying slowly and they're only in their mid-30s or mid-40s. And it's just, and with the divisions that are being created as we speak with, you know, just, I was just speaking to someone who just moved from Israel and she was speaking to me and she was like, I was like, it literally feels like you are my soulmate because it's like, these are my words. I mean, the religion we were taught all our lives, like back home, that like, you know, stay away from this one because this is what's happening. It like breaks my heart of all of these things that we have been just living with. And like, when we come forward, it's an amazing way to people to see that how that we can work together and we can make the difference. And
of course,
at the end of the day, we were not born to, you know, hate. We are all, like I always say, that we are all flowers of the same garden. We just look different and the fragrance might be different, but the garden would be ruined if we just keep on, you know, canceling each other out.
100%. And the fact that you don't just say it, but you are it, you embody it. And on top of it, the person who was working for you, right? She sees a model of possibility in just financially what's possible. So the levels of which you're showing people the oneness of God, right? I mean, I was having Deepak on and he said, there is no you and me separate. There's only one self, right? It's God. Mm-hmm. And then we both get to be a manifestation of God's light. And that's the whole job, right? So, you know, there's hundreds of, you know, millions of people, there's 7 billion of us, and we're really all so much more alike than we are different. And I love Let's Come Forward. And every time I see it in my DMs, I'm like, that's a message for me. Let's come forward.
Let's come forward is something that it's your brainchild, to be honest. It's not mine. It's thanks to you. It's there. And it's amazing how abundance start like this. I mean, I think I've just recorded my 10th podcast after yours with someone else. And I still have, like, I just took Ramadan off because there was just so much going on and I wanted to give myself a break. And I wanted to focus on Wow Meme at this time because I knew this was supposed to be the best month. And it's been incredible.
It's amazing. And I can see this just blossoming on every single level. The collaborations, the way the business can continue to grow. Everybody wants you right now. Everybody needs you to come forward, right? In the biggest way. And I mean, Colleen, what are you thinking? What else do you want to ask her? Because she's so clear about where this path goes.
Well, you are, Takis. And that's what I was going to say, is just your resonance is so it's like, of course, an answer to your husband's question. It's like, you're like, yeah, no, we can. And it's like, yeah, of course you can. Cause you know it, like, you don't just know it, you know it. And it's like, there's just, it's undeniable. It's undeniable what is available for you when you continue to calibrate with Kathy, right? When you continue to be in that and you bring those people with you. And it's been such an inspiration to watch you in this past year. Like, what, like, can you imagine looking back, like January 2021, and imagining you would be here now?
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey. I mean, I just, the way you can help people out, the way you, it's the smallest things that, but Kathy's right. Money is so much needed. We need to make a difference. When you put the money down and you can make, I mean, I just, you know, I was going to share it later, but I sent some, it was only $500 to Africa. And now they have like a legit home rather than just living on grass. So, you know, it's something, and I've seen that, like, every time, like, even with this business, every time I felt like sales were going low, I would donate whatever I would have on in my account without even looking. Like, I'd be like, okay, now I need, and you should see how the doors start opening after that.
And you know what else you're a possibility for is, think of the women, right? Because I know how often people think it's either a choice between integrity or you lose your integrity if you have money. But another choice women think is either I'm a good mother, right? Or I have a business. And right, think of all of the women around the world who have this belief that in order for them to make an $11,000 profit in a month, they can't be there for their kids. They can't take Ramadan off. They can't make food for their family and sit at the table. Absolutely not. That's not true, right? And so it's so necessary.
And it was amazing. One of my college friends reached out the other day and she was like, I was so inspired by you. She started this Ramadan decor business, like, just from home. And she messaged me and she was like, I just got so, you know, impressed by you and what you are doing. And she made 200 sales within 20 days of Ramadan.
Oh my goodness. Right.
And I mean, it's not even someone like best friend. This was someone I knew on in college. And like, we were in touch a little bit, but she was on Let's Come Forward. She was on Wow Meme. And it's been incredible. But I think what I need help with is the journey forward. Yes, Wow Meme was the stepping point, but I know there's so much more, because I can see now people connecting when I speak, when, you know, and I have the information. Oh, yeah. It just feels like, especially with Let's Come Forward, even though I haven't been like very much active on it, there's still like, you know, the followers are going up there. I hear so many people just saying,
I mean, for me, I can see for every dollar you've made from Wow Meme, there's $100,000 to be made from talking about this journey, from just sharing your story. Let's Come Forward needs to continue to grow. You need to continue to go on other people's podcasts. I can already think of six people who I would want, literally, I can think of six people who I would want to have say, you already have 500,000 downloads. You already have 20 million downloads. You need to have her on. So then you start going on these bigger shows, because see, here's the thing. It's not just how many downloads do you have that makes a person want to have you on or not. It's what's the content, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times people pitch them the same kind of content and then they say, well, I'm already getting that content from over here. So how many downloads do you have? That's what decides. But if you're able to have a different kind, like Dr. Amishi Jha, right? She didn't have a huge amount of followers, but her content was interesting because she was talking about mindfulness in a particular way. And she's a woman who's the head of neuroscience at a university. So she went on to every big podcast, Joe Rogan, and she did everybody's show, my show, everybody's show. And she became a New York Times bestseller. It's the content. It's who you are. It's who's saying it. So because who you are is so unique, because the voice, because the perspective is so necessary, Let's Come Forward needs to grow as a podcast. Then Let's Come Forward needs to become a book. It needs to become a book. I already can think of publishers who would be scooping you up. You're going to get a $200,000, $300,000 advance. And the book is a compilation of things you've already said on the podcast. So you're already writing the book. The transcripts will become the podcast, the book. And then Let's Come Forward can become, it can become an event, right? Think of the event with your face and the faces of all of the other women, right? Who might be speaking at this event. And the whole idea is powered by a woman exactly like you who's built a business the way you did with your two kids by your side in the middle of a pandemic. And you happen to be of this faith and you happen to be able to see all the way you're going to change the world, the way people will grow because of you. That's what needs to happen. So we need to start to set the date for the first event. We need to start to think about how and when we're reaching out to those lit agents, okay? Yes. And we need to start getting on those bigger podcasts so that we grow the platform for your podcast, because those people will then come listen to your show. I mean, and you can also be doing Instagram lives with some of these other people with big platforms, but that's the kind of thing that I can just see is going to happen this year.
This year, yes. Yeah, I would love to collaborate with, like, you know, even the events that are already happening. I think there's so much needed. And when we talk to women of any color, when we talk about starting a business, it's like a huge thing. Like, oh, yeah. You know, I cannot do this. How can I ever be able, like, you know, there's so many limitations, not being able to take the risk, not being, and I tell you, Kathy, every time, like when I joined Quitters Club, I did not have that $500, but that I was able to make. And I know someone who is in Abundance Ever After, and she reached out to me and she told me that she just got engaged and the money she had saved for the wedding and their honeymoon, she took a part of it out and paid for Abundance Ever After. And then she was able to make that much money within 2 months of Abundance Ever After. So, I mean, if you ask me what I see myself doing in the next year is collaborating with people like you, where I can really tell, like, yeah, how much of a difference can a program make, mm-hmm, in a person's life, and how much of, you know, of confidence, like we just need to put ourselves out there. Cause like last night when I saw that, I think it's about 25,000, right?
What we are doing is whatever you paid for the last course you took, Abundance Ever After or Made for Millions, whichever one you bought, you can apply it towards it. Plus, okay, anyone who signs up by May 15th gets another $1,000 off.
Okay.
He's like, I'm in, let's do it. So there's a one-on-one session, and then for 6 months we're meeting every single week. But what's going to happen is we're going to take this conversation we had today, and then we're going to keep you accountable. So you're going to get this check-in, and Colleen's going to say, or I'm going to say, so what happened with this? Did you reach out to so-and-so? So that we're going to move you into this actually happening. And then there's going to be a live event. And whoever signs up before May 15th, you're going to get two live events. So we're going to be together twice. And I can already see you standing up and speaking at the event. And between now and the first event, which is going to be sometime the end of June, I know that you're going to turn around and already open up your offers, right? In a bigger way. Like,
yes,
you do need to be coaching. This Let's Come Forward is not just going to be events. It's coaching. God is crying out for you to open the door for other women and to start to make an offer for them and say, okay, you know, it's $1,500 and that's going to give you 4 calls over the course of a month. It's a 3-month commitment. You're going to book 5 people to do that. And then you're going to start to raise your rates. And the reason it's going to work, Takhtis, is not because, and it never works because of what you do. It's not about what you do. It's about what you see. Mm-hmm. And it's about your certainty that God runs the world. And he already has covered them in possibility. And that's why it works with you and me. Because when somebody brings that oxygen in the room, you go, got it. Message received, right? Message received. Because there's nothing I'm certain of the majesty and the magnificence that God creates. It's everywhere. It's all that is. Everything else is an illusion, right? So if that infinity, if that goodness, if that abundance is already there, and I keep holding you in that space, you're going to hold these women in that space. And when somebody comes along and they drink from that water, they're done. They become the hero of their story. And you're meant to help people step into the hero role. It's already been written. It's already been written. And they know it. And they're going to find you in that moment where they can't hold back anymore. So right now, I would love it if at the end of your episodes, you know, you say, hey, just like you did with Wow Meme, I'm doing 15-minute calls and I'm here to just talk about what do you want? And what's next in your business? And don't you tell me what you can't do. Tell me what is possible here. And after the 15 minutes, you say, this is what I'm offering. I only have a few spots. This is what they are. And what we found out, when somebody is the real deal, right? There's no script. They're, like, so many people in my field, they hire salespeople on a sales team. Like, I would never do that. That doesn't make any sense. That's the actual wrong move, right? Because it's in the energy, it's in the frequency, it's in the vibration, it's in the love, it's in the energy of the authenticity. And if you really are authentic and you are with people, the close rate on any sale, whether you're selling Wow Meme or you're selling coaching, it's 85%. You'll close 85% of those calls. So right now you've been closing 85% of the calls, selling multiple items, right? You told me that people came in for one thing, they wind up buying six pieces. If you have a $1,500 coaching package, which is a minimum of 3 months, so that's $1,500, that's $5,000 roughly, right? You'll sell it. You'll sell it 85% of the time.
Right. And I think, I mean, when I saw the price, I was like, okay, but I think this would be the most, I mean, when I woke up this morning and I was praying and then all of a sudden it came to me, I was like, you know, for this program, let's come forward, pay for it. I'm going to make, let's come forward, okay, pay for it. This program. Yeah. And, you know, because I was so down the other day, because your retreat is right when we already scheduled a family vacation.
That's
right?
Frustrating.
And I was like, oh my God, is there ever good? I don't know if she's going to do another one. What's going to happen? And as I was going through the description of this program, I was like, there are two retreats if I sign up before that. And I think it's just, sometimes I take these things as omens. I know a lot of people that I've spoken to with Abundance Ever After, some of them like felt like at the end they would become Kathy Heller. But what they forgot is they need to become whoever they are. They have those special talents. Like one of the ladies, she sells products. And I was like, have you reached out to Kathy being in her program? You know, she can talk about your product or maybe you should send her something. And she was like, oh, I don't think she will like it. And I was like, see, here's the problem, because you don't have confidence right in your product. You should be thinking that everyone should be loving your product. And that what gets the business going. But I think I definitely feel the energy now. I think we can make this happen. And
do you know what I just felt? And it's like right here. I just felt this year it's multi six figure leaps. Like you're going to be a better coach than I am. And it's done. I'm telling you, because it's like, it comes out of, it oozes out of every part of your body, like possibility. Don't say can't, don't say no. It's like, you didn't get trained in neuro-linguistic programming. You just are it. It's like, this is how big the space actually is. Why are you crammed into this little corner? Move out of the corner. Let's go. There's so much.
Kathy, we moved here with my husband. I mean, I had a rough start with the marriage. We had $50. Okay. Life has been beautiful. We were like, we took loans where we could. I had a loan when I started my business. It's not like I had savings. We had loans. So there's no part in this that I had to fail. But I feel like when I look around, it's not about pride, but I just feel like it's never about the money. It's about the energy and living life as we want it to.
Yes. And I want that offer up. And I want to, regardless of whether you're in this program or not, because you know how much I love you, I want to shout out your offer. I want to let people know that you're available. So put your discovery call somewhere that it's available. Yes. And I want to start moving. And I want to, because I just love you and I just feel called to do it, I want to introduce you to some podcasters and get you on some people's podcasts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And then
thank you.
Gorgeous. And then when you're on these podcasts, thank talk you about so the much. Business you built, talk about all that's possible, and then let people know you're booking free discovery calls on every podcast that you go on. You'll be oversold. That's going to be your biggest problem.
I am in. So first installment is $5,000, or do I just sign up?
It's only $1,000. It's $1,000 deposit between now and the 15th. And then after that, we can break it up into payments. It could be six payments. It could be 12 payments. We really don't care. We're doing this to get you so uncomfortable that you build a business, because that's how it works. At $3,000, people are like, I'm a little uncomfortable, so I think I have to show up. But at a certain price, you say, oh, I'm kicking down the door. I am building this business. I'm putting my offer out. And then you're going to make, obviously.
No, now that we are talking, I think I want Let's Come Forward to pay for this. So we will work on it.
Great. We love spending time with you. Bless you.
Thank you so much. You are such a gift.
I love spending time with her. She is such an embodiment of goodness and possibility for women everywhere. Definitely go follow her on Instagram. She is at wow.meme and her beautiful account at Let's Come Forward. Go follow her. She's putting the spotlight on other entrepreneurs and idealists, and she is a phenomenal person to be learning from and inspired by. Okay, now here are the takeaways. Number one, there is no each other. There's only the one self. There's only the great wide open field of consciousness. Number two, the world needs the example of freedom, this example of co-signing your intuition. Number three, when you start to own it and walk with it, when you're certain of how other people deserve to live this way, you then help them become the hero of their story. Number four, you need to be out in the world shining your magic pixie dust. Number five, how dare your insecurities keep you from your work? Enough is enough. Number six, let's come forward. Number seven, we can work together and make the difference. We're not made to hate. We're all flowers of the same garden. Number eight, success isn't a result of what you do. It's because of what you see and your certainty that God runs the world and he already has your clients covered in possibility. You're certain of the majesty and magnificence. And number nine, at the end of the day, it's not about the money. It's about the energy and living life as we want to. All right, now I want to shout out some special wins from one of our students. So Vernita said, I am now on episode 16 of my podcast, Restored, A Journey to Healing and Wholeness. And what a journey it's been. Kathy and team, thank you for your push and your guidance. Special thanks to my pod squad, to John Chow and the community. Keep doing what you're doing. I am also inspired by the many of you who are doing the darn thing. I had a little house fire and one of my laptops was destroyed. Yes, I'm in a hotel with my daughter, granddaughter, two cats, and a dog. Phew. Pray for my strength. And before the fire, we had to take my granddaughter out of school to homeschool her. They were not able to teach her at her level of autism. Even with everything that has been going on, I have managed to be on 6 shows, 1 live that was also aired on Transformation Talk Radio, started a blog, I'm completing my first of many books and rebranding. So excited to be on this journey. Even though it has taken me some time, I am now starting to realize how I want to walk this thing out. To each of you, remember this is your journey. You are not in competition with anyone. Move at your own pace, but move. And if you get stuck, remember Kathy has made us family. We are here to help. And in the spirit of encouragement, don't despise your dark places. It's in the dark where we develop. It's in the dark where we grow, where the message takes root. But just know that whatever is in the dark will soon surface to light. So keep pressing toward a brighter day. Somebody needs to hear your story. Oh my gosh, Vernita, you just took us to church. It is so amazing that you've stayed resilient and strong throughout everything you're going through. And you're walking through the darkness with your head held so high. You are such a light. This world needs you so much. Everyone, please go give Vernita some love. Go listen to her podcast. It's called Restored, A Journey to Healing and Wholeness. If you're thinking about starting a podcast and you would like my help, I do have a podcast starter kit. You can DM me on Instagram at Kathy.Heller. You can also go to the link in my Instagram bio and you can get that starter kit there. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening to this show. I know that you have just so much on your plate and you're here and your time is the most valuable thing that you have. So thank you for being here. We have so many beautiful conversations coming up. So make sure that you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And if you want to give us some support and you want me to start answering your questions, leave a review on Apple Podcasts and then put your question in the review. If you do so, I'm going to start choosing some of those questions and I will start answering some of those questions on Thursday's episodes. So go ahead, leave us a review and put a question in the bottom of your review. I will then be going through them and grabbing those questions and answering them on Thursday's episodes. So your question just might get answered on next Thursday's episode. And if you know someone who would be fired up from this conversation, please go ahead and share this. You can post it in your Instagram and you can tag me at Kathy.Heller. I try to repost as many as I can. And you can tag Lucy and Takis. We're going to have their links in the show notes because I'm sure if they saw that you reposted it, it would make such a difference to them. And lastly, if you want to sit down with me for a discovery call, you want to talk about your dreams, what's next for you, and you're considering whether or not this mastermind I'm doing is the right next step, you can apply and book a call with me on Zoom. These are only going to be open through May 20th. There's a few spots left. You can go to kathyheller.com/mastermind to apply and book your free discovery call. If you have any questions, of course, you can always find me on Instagram at kathy.heller. I love you so much. I'll leave you with a song of mine. Have an amazing weekend. Fire.
never knew you had before. Up from the ashes, out of the shadows.
Illuminate.